Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
No one outside of the NBA officials' Twitter can definitively say that that was a charge or a block. Everyone's like, well, I think it was a... If you aren't 100% sure, there's no reason to overturn that call.
When you look at the play in full speed, you can't tell if it's a charge or a block.
And all of this doesn't even matter if George Hill can make two free throws or two, J.R. Smith isn't a complete absent-minded fool.
I don't think Uncle Charlie is going to stay undefeated very much longer because he's been starting to give up more runs lately.
You got to think, with the issues the Astros have had with the bats, it's kind of fortunate that he's undefeated to this point.
I truly think that there's going to come a time in which Charlie Martin is just going to have a bad outing. It could be in this series. Just the way the Red Sox are swinging the bats right now, that team is unbelievable.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the Blitz. No Fred, no AJ. Craig Koshkin here alongside Jermaine Every. Find us on Twitter at @C_Kosh. That's @C_KOSH. @The_Jermaine. And @JonSnow with a zero instead of an O. On yep. The snow part, there are two O's in John Snow. I just realized that as I was saying it. Poorly done by me.
It's the zero is in the snow part.
It's in the snow. It's SN0W.
That's for right. Sure.
So,
because John's cool like that.
He is cool.
No, just Snow, SNOW, was taken. And that account hasn't been active since like 2012.
John, next time we give you credit, just take it, dude. Just take it.
Tried to say you were the most important member of the Blitz, didn't take it. Tried to say you were cool, wouldn't take it. Are you self-deprecating in some way?
I don't know.
He's just that humble. He's just that humble.
We've got one more call. We've got Jeff, quote unquote, from Dallas, calling on the HRNP listener line. Jeff, you want to talk the charge call on LeBron?
Yeah, this is Jeff from Dallas. I haven't listened to the whole show, so maybe y'all covered this, but there was a nuance in the block charge issue that I thought was interesting. That in the last 2 minutes they can review whether it was a block or a charge, but only if they go to the review because they're not quite sure whether the player was in the restricted area or not. And so to me it looked like the LeBron James was way outside the restricted area.
Easily a foot and a half.
Easily. I mean, it looked like he was closer to the free throw circle than the restricted area. So, I mean, to me, why would they have even gone to the video in the first place? Setting aside that the rule is kind of stupid anyway, that they can review that sort of judgment call, setting that aside, it seems to me they shouldn't have even gone to the review because he was way outside the restricted area.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff, Keith.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that.
We did touch on it. I mentioned it, that the only reason they were allowed to review it was because they were reviewing whether he was in the restricted area, which it wasn't even debatable whether or not he was in the restricted area.
No,
it wasn't even close.
At all.
Again, I say he was a foot and a half outside of it, and it's ridiculous that they used that crutch to try and get a call they were unsure about.
And to me, the worst part about it, I think the most offensive part about it is, you went to the replay booth, quote unquote, to say if you were in the restricted area, but you came out of that, you know, looking at it and ruling something different. That almost be like in the NFL, if you're trying to figure out if it was a catch or if it was a fumble, but then you say, oh, you know what, by the way, there was pass interference on that play.
So that's the thing. The NFL does not allow you to review penalties or anything like that. The NBA, for some asinine reason, dictated 2 or 3 years ago that when they're reviewing for the restricted area, they can also look at the merit of the call itself, which is just ridiculous that you can take a subjective call. You're asking these officials to judge in real time what happened on the court and then saying, here's a lifeline just in case you think you might have gotten the call wrong. Just say you're going to the restricted area And then you can change the merit of the call, whether it was right or not, based on super slow motion, frame by frame shots of the play.
Yeah. To me, you have to do better. You have to get better. But these end of the game calls in which officials in the NBA, referees in the NFL, Major League Baseball umpires, when you screw up this big and this big of a moment at the end of the game, you know what it reminds me of? That commercial, I believe it's like Geico or somebody, where the guy has the dollar on the fishing line. He goes, oh, you almost had it. Almost had it.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of, because it's like, oh, you almost had the momentum. You thought you grabbed it. Oh, no, we're going to pull it back from you now. You almost had it. I don't like that. Don't become a part of the game.
It's absolutely ridiculous that the NBA would allow them to review a subjective call. Yeah. Should not be done. Out of bounds, fine. Time left on the clock, fine. In the restricted area or not, fine. But the second they look at that replay and say, he's out of the restricted area, it should be done.
Exactly.
It's over at that point.
Close the booth, get off the phone with Secaucus, and go back to the game.
The only way that call should be able to be reversed is if they look at it and say, oh, he was in the restricted area, so we're going to have to call it a blocking foul because he's technically under the basket.
Right.
That is the only way, because that's not subjective. He's either in it or he's not.
Yeah, I think Joel and Barry and Nick did a great job on the show right before us talking about that, dissecting and explaining it. And for some strange reason, I don't know how this guy Joel knows so damn much about basketball.
No
clue. You think he used to work for a basketball team
or
something, right?
You would think,
maybe. Yeah, but it's just, you know, it pains me to see. And, I mean, I literally, like, I compared it to the catch rule earlier in the show, and you can still hear Dallas fans, you know, saying Dez caught it.
Well, the NFL said it was a catch, so 5 years later.
I kid you not, I saw a pickup truck with a mural of that play on the on the tailgate.
Stop
it. Kid you not, and it said Dez caught it.
That's really sad. Anyone who holds on to it that much, and I'm the type of guy who holds on to things when it's my teams that I want. I still wouldn't have held on to that for that long.
You know, I'm from New Orleans, born and raised there. I didn't move to Houston until 2000, so admittedly, I am a Saints fan, but I am objective. I have to separate that with what we do here. You can't be objective and you know, do this for what we do. But I've already gotten over the Marcus Williams thing. He missed the tackle, rookie mistake. He went for a kill shot and did not, you know, lift his head up, didn't make the right play on the ball, didn't make the right play on the receiver. It happens. Game over.
But that's not the first time we've seen something like that. Raheem Moore did the same thing as a rookie in Denver.
Yeah.
Let Torrey Smith get, but was it Torrey Smith that got behind? Anquan Boldin. I can't remember who got behind him.
It could have been Boldin on the slant pattern, if I'm not mistaken.
It was down the sideline. It wasn't a slant.
It
was down the sideline.
No, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm thinking about Demarius Randle in the playoff game against the Steelers in overtime.
I'm talking about the Ravens Broncos AFC Championship game where Joe Flacco
throws the touchdown, Raheem Moore just deep down the field.
Plays the ball and not the man. All he has to do is stop the man, and the Broncos go to the Super Bowl, and they didn't. It is what it is.
It happens in sports. And one thing that, you know,
J.R. Smith moment.
We're going back to that. Everybody has their J.R. Smith moment. One thing that you can do, though, to somewhat avoid J.R. Smith moments, is to play these out on video games. For the most part, outside of obvious glitches, because it is a video game, you can kind of recreate some of these scenarios, some of these games or what have you, and you can kind of like, you know, feel like you're reliving that moment or you know what? I think I can do this. I think I can be the Seattle Seahawks and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl because I won't throw the ball on the 1 yard line.
I'll give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Exactly. One of our contributors here, Barry Laminack, who I just mentioned a little while ago, does the usual suspects with Nick Sharara and Joel Blank from 1 to 4 on 97.5. He wrote a pretty cool article on SportsMap about his top 5 sports video game franchises of all times. And we're going to go through this list real quick, kind of dissect it, and maybe even give you our own spin on it.
The list is terrible for one reason. And I love Barry. I hope he's having fun in Fort Worth. I hope his show goes well. But no FIFA anywhere on this list. Not even honorable mention. That's it. I'm done with the list at that point in time. No FIFA anywhere.
And you know what? I thought that he had FIFA on the list from when I heard him talk about it the other day. But number 5 on his list is Fight Night from EA Sports. Number 4, he has Tiger Woods PGA Tour, again from EA Sports. Number 3, Madden NFL from EA Sports, which I gave him a ton of crap about. Number 2, MLB The Show from Sony. And number one of all time was NCAA football from EA Sports.
He did at least got number one right. The NCAA football games were the greatest until Ed O'Bannon had to go get paid for his likeness.
You know, I don't blame them for wanting to get paid for their likeness. What I fault here is the NCAA and EA Sports for failing to come to some sort of agreement to figure this out.
Yep.
Mainly the NCAA, but that's a whole nother set of circumstances.
I used to be able to play like 30 years of Dynasty Mode,
dude,
in the NCAA franchise, in the NCAA football franchise.
I have a buddy of mine. We're childhood friends, a couple of us. And we would play the Dynasty Mode online, and we would get into these vicious recruiting battles where we would use up. Remember, you used to have the points that you could use
to try and discover what the key selling point would be.
Dude, I would blow all of my recruiting points if I knew it was a player that he needed, not that he wanted, but that he needed for the next recruiting cycle, just to make sure that he didn't.
Smart man.
Get
it. Well, I mean, it's no different than the way rivalries work in college football and recruiting anyway.
Exactly. So. I mean, that game was pretty awesome. So I did have that on my list of my top five. MLB The Show is, from what all I've heard about it, I've played it some, I haven't played it much, but it's a pretty good game. The only bad thing about it is it's a Sony exclusive, which means it's exclusive to PlayStation.
I don't have PlayStation. I'm an Xbox guy, so I can't play it. So I actually recognize the PlayStation as a better machine, but I like the Xbox exclusives better.
I gave Barry crap because he had Madden 3 on his list, which I had it a lot higher on mine. But he says in the article, here's the deal. I never really got into Madden like I did EA's college football.
I'm the same way as Barry. Barry and I are in the exact same boat on that one.
Tiger Woods, meh.
It was great for a while.
For a little while. And then Fight Night, it was pretty good. But I think Fight Night was better back in the days as it moved on to PS2, PS3, PS4.
Yeah. Well, we might talk about that a little more on the other side. Go back to game one a little bit. Talk stuff, taking your calls as well still, 713-780-3776. Thank you for tuning in. This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Nope, very ominous voice. Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman aren't in today. Craig Koshkin, Jermaine Every, Jon Snow here on The Blitz today. Thank you for taking some time to tune in with us. If you're in your car, whatever your situation may be, we really appreciate all the listeners, all the phone calls. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, we forgot to welcome in SportsMap, all our listeners on 94.1 on the simulcast. What's up, SportsMap?
That's right, 94.1. Thank you also for tuning in, and I'm sorry that we forgot you.
So before the break, we got to dissecting Barry Laminack's article on SportsMap about the top five sports video game franchises of all time. Real quick, just to recap his list, number five was Fight Night, number four was Tiger Woods PGA Golf, number three was Madden, number two was MLB The Show, and number one was NCAA Football. Honorable mention he had was NHL 94. He got year specific on that one because it was on Sega. He thought it was a lot of fun. We actually have a caller who wants to talk sports video games who held on through the break, so we're going to get to you right now. Tony, what's up?
Hey, sorry you got me mixed up, but I want to talk about the other thing you were talking about, which was the moments in your team's history that you cannot let go of. And you guys are talking about Dez Bryant in the catch or not a catch. For me, I'm a Raider fan, and the Tuck Rule game, it still sticks with me, and I have not let that go, and I don't think I ever will.
I'd have a tough time letting the Tuck rule go.
Tony, I don't blame you not one bit, dude, because that was a pretty tough pill to swallow.
That would sit with me, and that was the jump start to the entire Tom Brady, Bill Belichick media love fest of the Patriots and their dynasty, to be fair. So thank you for the call, Tony. That was not at all. But
when you set the table and you say, hey, I want to call and talk about sports video games. I want to talk to the guys. And the intern's like, okay, sure, no problem. I'll take that up for you. And then I set the table by rehashing Barry's list, and we're getting into it. And then you say, hey, I want to talk about the movie.
But are we sure that Zach, the intern out there, got this one right? That the guy actually said sports video games. That's
Zach
the question.
Is a pretty sharp guy.
He is a pretty sharp guy. I agree. I've had many discussions with him.
I would venture to say that I think he got it right. I think the caller. I think the issue was the caller.
That's like the fourth or fifth time, third or fourth time that someone. So we've had an abundance of Jeffs, mm-hmm. and we've had an abundance of people not talking.
Trojan horse topics.
Trojan horse. That's a good way
that's
to put
what I'm going
to
call it. Trojan horse topics. That's a thing sometimes in sports radio where guys will call up with that kind of stuff. But anyway, getting back on track, back to Barry's article. You said you poo-pooed the list because of one reason.
FIFA's not anywhere on it. It's not even an honorable mention. FIFA is a game that is so good, you can hate soccer. But if you play FIFA, you will love it. If you like sports games. Now, if you don't like sports games, so be it. That's fine. But if you like sports games, you can hate everything there is about soccer, and you will still enjoy playing FIFA.
You know, I'm taking your opinion with a grain of salt because you're an Xbox guy, but I do agree with you.
Get out of here with that.
It's all about PlayStation, dude. You're crazy.
The PlayStation is a better machine. It is have better exclusives. It is a better machine. There's
End
no
of argument.
Doubt. There's
End
no
of
doubt.
Argument.
But the exclusives are not as good as Xboxes.
Whatever. End of argument. But real quick, what are some of your top sports video game franchises of all time?
So Barry nailed it. Number one, NCAA football. That's my favorite of all time. I loved recruiting battles. I loved everything about it. I remember one year, it had to be NCAA 2004. I played with the Texas Longhorns, and Derek Johnson had 111 sacks on the season. And I was playing. I was not playing on Heisman level, but I was playing on the next highest difficulty.
Oh, that's why.
No, but I wasn't playing on like rookie difficulty. But I did blitz off the edge with Derek Johnson literally every single play.
I want to say they used to have Heisman. The next level was All American is what the next level down was. All American.
So that was probably what I played. If that's what it was, that's what I played on.
Okay, anything else besides FIFA and NCAA?
FIFA, NCAA. Madden would have to be just for its longevity would be on there, although I don't love Madden. Mm-hmm. It's not something I love to play, but I would do that. And I would put Tiger Woods on there as well, and I'm going to go way, way far afield on this one. But one of my favorite video games of all time, sports, is Super Baseball All-Stars 2000 on the regular Nintendo. It was just an awesome baseball game. It just was. I'm going way out there, and most people probably don't remember it, but that was like my favorite baseball game ever.
That's pretty impressive. I'm going to go number five. I put WWE 2K because if you don't know me by now, I'm a huge wrestling guy. I had number four, FIFA, which I thought about taking FIFA down and putting FIFA in honorable mention for another game, an old school game, but I put FIFA in there because it is a fun game to play. Number three, NBA 2K, which I don't really play that much anymore either, but it's still a fun game. I just like to play and talk crap with my son. My daughter sometimes even gives me trouble on NBA 2K. I'm so bad in it now. Number two was NCAA football, and number one was Madden because I've literally won trophies in connected franchise mode leagues.
Did I zone out or did I not hear FIFA on your list as well?
FIFA was number four, dude.
I zoned out. Okay, I missed it. My bad. My fault.
Gosh, you're acting like my wife right now. You're listening to me, but you're not paying attention.
My fault. The phone lines have actually kind of gone crazy with this sports video game stuff. So we will get to y'all in a minute.
I tell you what, Kobe and EL or L, however your name is, if that's even your name with the way today's show has gone.
I'm surprised it's not L Jeff.
Exactly.
Or El Jefe.
El Jefe, exactly. We'll get to you guys on the other side of this break. We'll be right back on The Blitz.
Ah!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Craig Koshkin, Jermaine Every filling in for Fred and A.J. today as they take some much-earned vacation. Jon Snow, fresh off getting married, still behind the glass, still working. He is working towards his vacation in August. I'm very jealous of your honeymoon that you're going on.
Yeah, Vietnam and Thailand.
Vietnam and Thailand. They're like, this is going to sound like such a fat kid thing to say, but just eating my way through those two countries.
No. When we plan our trips, we plan it around eating.
It's good to know that it's not just a fat kid thing, because it just like Vietnamese food is something I've just recently found and how good it is. Thai food. I've been eating Thai food for forever. There's plenty of places for both here in Houston, but I found Vietnamese food courtesy of my wife about 2 years ago, and it's so good.
Dude, my favorite go-to move Vietnamese outside of banh mi or the egg rolls is the cubed beef. The cubed beef with the fried rice.
Shaking beef.
Shaking beef, Some places call it cubed. Some places call it shaking. I just know when I go and I look at the menu, I say, okay, is this a cubed or a shaking place?
There's a place just east in Edo that serves this dish where it's this fried rice, flat rice noodle that they essentially cut into like pizza shapes. They pour some kind of broth on it and a whole bunch of meat and vegetables on top of it. Oof. And it's the best thing. If I could have a final meal, that would be my final meal. That's how good it is. So there's that.
We were getting into video game, sports video game talk before the break. And a couple of people chimed in with talking about, like, what about RBI baseball, base wars? That's from Dr. Dre on 290, you know, different things like that. And I remember Ryan Sandberg baseball. RBI baseball was the bomb back then on Nintendo. But Ryan Sandberg baseball was pretty good, too. We have
a few callers.
Some callers.
Let's take them. Let's get them in. This is sports video
game. This is even your real name. First up. Is L or EL? L, you want to talk about sports video games?
Hell, it's L, man. What's going on?
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
Hey, the list is all right, but the biggest thing I saw was the two glaring oversights. First of all, you got to have NBA 2K on there somewhere. It's the most awarded sports video game in history. Like, it's the most accurate representation of basketball. They have a whole league now that each team actually has its own league, and it has its own virtual team that actually has players they drafted. It's huge. So that not being in the top five is crazy. And then for the throwback, honorable mention, you got to go with Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, totally. Except for Bo Jackson was totally unfair on that game. So,
dude, Rod Woodson returning punts and kicks was also unfair.
Christian Okoye was also unfair.
Definitely. Man, appreciate the call, L. Brandon, next up, wanting to talk sports video games with us. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? First of all, Josh, congrats on the honeymoon, man. I'm glad the guy called in about Tecmo Bowl because I was going to say that, but. Man, what about NBA Jam, man? That game back in the day was dope.
Not enough longevity, but I appreciate where you're coming from on that one. Yeah, they only made two editions of NBA Jam that I remember.
Maybe two, if that. And this has been rumored over the last like 3 years or so that they were going to come back out with another version of NBA Jam, and it just hasn't come to fruition yet. So I guess we're going to keep waiting on that one. One more on sports video games. Travis wants to talk sports video games with us. What's up, Travis?
Hey, man, what's going on? I like the list as well, man. I'm also a PlayStation guy, so MLB The Show is higher on my list. I got two old ones for you. Something Madden came out with, you know, earlier in time. They came out with the first person, but I believe the first one to do it was actually 2K. They had the 2K5 with T.O. on the cover. And then also another throwback is King of Virginia Slugfest on the 64 was my go-to. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Griffey Jr. Slugfest was good. That was a good game. Here's a sneaky good question for you. Favorite Madden track of all time?
I can't think of one, man, because there's so many good ones.
The Ludacris for Madden 2000 is the winner.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it, dude, because it's
awesome.
There's been so many different versions of Madden to where when they finally started making really good music for it, like I've enjoyed all of it, and I don't have like one favorite. I just got like a bunch of them, you know. But I do credit Madden for opening me up to different genres of music, like things that I wouldn't normally listen to. And you're sitting there, you're playing the game, you're not even thinking about it subconsciously, and you hear a song. But then when you hear it played somewhere else, it pops into your head. Oh, I know that song from Madden.
Yeah.
I like that song.
FIFA does the exact same thing, except it's more like worldwide music. Mm-hmm. But then almost universally, whatever's on the soundtrack from FIFA, 6 months later, I'm hearing it on Apple commercials.
Yeah.
Like almost universally. That's where it comes into play. Apple commercials and like car companies, car commercials.
You know, the cross appeal where people know if you want to get exposure is if you get on one of those popular sports franchises. 2K is another big one that has a good soundtrack following. Madden, FIFA, a lot of the more popular games. Matter of fact, let me tell you how popular 2K and FIFA are. Normally, they're set for around like a September release date.
Mm-hmm.
Madden normally goes, it used to go beginning of August. Now it's lately, last 5-6 years or so, it's been going late August.
July.
No, August.
Has it been going on?
It's always
late
been August.
July.
Because NCAA would be in July, early July.
Okay,
late June.
That's what I'm thinking then.
So
that's
you would have about a month in between, right? Madden actually bumped up its release date from Madden 19 to August 10th when it was originally set for, I want to say, the 24th.
Because it doesn't want to compete with FIFA.
You're damn right.
EA is not going to cannibalize itself.
Exactly. They want to give you enough time with that Madden before FIFA drops. 2K is by 2K Sports, so they're going to drop theirs whenever they feel like it. But they know with those two video game titan franchises, they don't want to compete with them, especially competing with FIFA within its own walls.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's also another soccer game that actually competes. It's called Pro Evolution Soccer, but it has the same issue that someone would have if they were to compete with Madden, is that they don't have the licensing rights from all the leagues. So
right.
Instead of Manchester City and Manchester United, it's Manchester and it's Manchester Blue and Manchester Red.
See, that kind of stuff. It's not going to help them at all because everybody knows it's not the real team.
But most people who play a lot of soccer video games will say Pro Evolution Soccer is actually the better control scheme and it's the better made game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't play as Neymar or Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi or any of those people, people don't want to do that. They want to play as the people they watch on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Right. At least the thing with NCAA football back in the day, you would have the actual team names and whatnot. In players' heights, weights, their number at that position or whatever. You just waited about a week, 2 weeks, so somebody named all the rosters, and you downloaded that roster, and then you were good to go.
Oh, yeah.
But with those type of games trying to compete with those titans that have those licenses, people want the realistic feel. So Manchester Red, Manchester Blue is not going to work when I can have Man U and Man City.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be Central London instead of Tottenham and play with Henry Cannell instead of Harry Kane. Like you don't want
right.
to do that. Like that's not
it's not appealing to everybody.
Yeah, it's not appealing to anybody, regardless
right.
of how well your game is made. So I don't know. Going back to Barry's list, I thought it was a good list. I can't be down with any list that doesn't have FIFA anywhere on it. It just it belongs.
Yeah, it doesn't have FIFA. It doesn't have NBA 2K, which two games that I don't play on a regular basis anymore, but I like them.
I left 2K off because I just don't play basketball video games. I recognize mm-hmm. how great 2K is. This is why Madden's on my list, is because while I don't play Madden, I recognize its place in the pantheon of video games. But,
yeah,
I don't play basketball games. I haven't since basically NBA Jam.
I'm a Madden junkie. Straight up and down, I'm a Madden junkie. I'm playing a lot of in three different.
You playing like a money league, right?
Yeah, three different ones.
Wow,
I've won trophies. I won four trophies on last Madden, and so far this Madden, I've only won one because this Madden is kind of it's not as good as the last couple of ones, but it's going to get better next year from what we've heard from some of the developers and little tidbits that they've dropped hints at Madden 19.
It's all about that every year.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about E3. Whatever you see at E3 is what you're going to get, and it's going to be the same reskinned game, new yeah. rosters. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought the passing cone back just to mess with people.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Please bring the past and come back.
That was horrible. The only thing that we do like is that they're going to start paying more attention to connected franchise mode, which the last 3 to 4 years, Madden Ultimate Team has been their baby because that's been their biggest moneymaker as far as the game is concerned itself. That's what they've paid more attention to.
The next time a long-standing video game franchise actually keeps a promise going into the new edition of its game will be the first. I'm waiting for a Call of Duty that's different from any other Call of Duty year after year. It never happened. So,
unfortunately, video game developers, they pay more attention to what's going to make them more money than what their hardcore fans.
But why wouldn't you? I mean, get that money.
But there should be some balance as to, okay, what's going to make us the most money, what's going to get us the most attention, and what's going to appeal to our hardcore fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I get you, but it's all about the money.
I'm not to take this off subject, but I think BW3's Twitter account got hacked.
Oh, no, what happened?
11 minutes ago, they tweeted out, our secret recipe is Tommy's semen. a different word for semen. That's what makes our wing so good. Smiley emoji. And then the next tweet, 9 minutes ago, reminder that at Wendy's touches kids.
Oh my God.
Don't go after Wendy's Twitter, because Wendy's Twitter will clap back and clap back efficiently and effectively.
And then another tweet, Tommy thinks that Glove is a bald midget with a small penis, another word for penis. and 5 minutes ago, bleeping N-words, I hate them.
Oh, whoa.
The next one, reminder that at Tarka Sheed is a racist C-word. Cancel or CX in the chat, boys. What's CX? Cancel? I don't know. And then the last one, reminder that LaMadeline McCann has been missing for 9 years. Bleep N-word. And the last tweet was a guy in a Burberry, covered his mouth in a Burberry scarf.
Yeah, he looks like he could use some acne medication.
Yeah, I think that's the guy that hacked the account.
Congratulations for exposing yourself. So
what an idiot. What a flipping idiot.
My wife just texted me before we head into the break. I have a Call of Duty at home because my son in the bathtub this evening. So, hey, thanks a lot, honey. Appreciate
Shouts
that.
Shouts out to Mrs. Koshkin. That was rough.
That's rough. So, yeah, that's what I got to look forward to tonight.
Look, don't feel bad. Like I was saying earlier, I was changing a dryer connector because we went from a 3-prong to a 4-prong plug at the new house, right? The guys who moved this in, they're great guys, but they got the connections backwards to the dryer vent. I fixed it back, got it jerry-rigged, it made it work. My wife proceeds to push it back too far, further breaking the connector and then bending the dryer hose vent. She texted me earlier, hey, what part do I need for the dryer again? 30 minutes into the show.
Oh, that's good timing for that. Well, awesome. Well, thank 2 hours, 45. 3 minutes down, 15 to go. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this edition of The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred, no A.J. on this last segment. Welcome in our 94.1 listeners as well as all those listening on 97.5 and the ESPN 97.5 website, app, Facebook streaming. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to today's program. Today we had the most recent edition of the name game where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. The gift certificate for two free admissions to the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show. It includes the complete murder mystery show, a fantastic dinner, wait staff, gratuity, a prize package for the winner, and much more. In this show, everyone is a suspect, even you, and the killer might be at your table. The bench gave away today's prize to George, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, George, for being today's winner. A couple programming notes as we head into the weekend. Tomorrow, we got Outdoors XL with Aubrey
Theodi
at 6 a.m. Let's Talk Wheels at 7. Real Deal with John Clay Wolf at 9. Checkpoint Radio at noon. The Astros Red Sox pregame show with Craig Koshkin and Jermaine Every from 5 to 6.
Dashingly handsome, extremely intelligent guys.
Absolutely. And we've got the coverage of the Astros Red Sox game beginning at 6. Love and Laughter with Beth at 10:30.
Formerly known as the Dildo Bear Backing Show.
All right.
Inside joke.
Inside joke.
Tonight, we actually have, right after us, Late Hits with Patrick Creighton at 7 p.m.
And Drink of Ages at 9.
Yeah. So, I mean, tune in to Patrick Creighton. He's a really good guy, really talented guy here on our roster. And he likes Drink of Ages.
Turn your volume down. He likes to yell.
Yeah. Patrick is a tad bit loud. Just a hint.
Passionate is the correct
extremely
word.
Extremely passionate. Extremely passionate.
If he were a Raiders fan like the gentleman who called in earlier, he would still be screaming about the Tuck Rule. He might actually still be screaming about the Tuck Rule anyway.
He might. You never know, Patrick. Patrick is like a less inflammatory Irish version of Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. Okay. I mean, sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. I think that's a little insulting to Patrick.
No, but Patrick's my guy. He's a cool dude. But tune into him because, I mean, Patrick, he's not one of those talking head types where he just yells for the hell of it. That's just Patrick, and that's just who he is. If you're talking to Patrick about hot dogs or something, that's just the way Patrick talks.
And if you like hockey, he spent the first two games of the Stanley Cup playoffs in Vegas. I'm so jealous. But he got to cover that and be there, so he'll talk hockey. He won't get much of that with us. I'll say this about hockey. If we had a team in Houston, I would be an NHL fan because hockey games to go to is probably the most fun live sporting event. Dude, I just can't watch it on TV.
NHL playoffs are very exciting. I like watching them. I love what this Golden Knights team has done all season. I kind of keep hockey in the background and just kind of peek at the standings. And this isn't a fluke. This team didn't just get on a hot streak and get there like you can see in some hockey playoffs. They were pretty damn good all year. And I'm very happy for Alexander Ovechkin for finally making the NHL Cup Finals.
Well, they're going to lose. Vegas is going to lose some money if the Knights win. They were 500-1 futures bet at the beginning of the season.
And I know there were a ton of fans in Vegas that put money on them. They had to have been.
It's reminiscent of when Leicester City won the Premier League 2 years ago, and they were 5,000-1.
My gosh.
Favorites. It was the single worst day in British sports book history.
Yeah.
When they clinched the title.
I want to say this is going to rival it far as American sports books.
Yeah, except that Leicester was 10 times less likely.
No. I'm just talking about comparison.
But I'm talking about the money. Definitely. 10 times more money changed hands because of it. Well, it could be more than that, but at the odds, 10 times more money per pound bet changed hands.
I want to say this, if it goes through, has a chance to be the biggest loss for American sportsbook. That's what I meant to say. England to America.
I got you.
But, that's what we do, on our podcast, the Sideline Podcast, which you can catch at Podcast Arena /The Sideline.
/Sideline. Podcastarena.com/sideline.
You see what happens when you depend on technology to just copy and paste and send out links? This is what happens.
That's true. Well, to be fair, as much as I love having you on, you're a new addition to the podcast.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time.
For over a year now. But
long time.
It's much better with you in the booth well. Actually have someone. I had Tyler to throw things off of, but then we can't go into that studio and record anymore. And so I don't have Tyler
anymore.
But
don't worry, because next April when Game of Thrones comes back, we will find a way to get Tyler back on the podcast.
Oh, yes, we will. Was some of the best work we did on the sideline. The Game of Thrones breakdown.
Hearing
we did.
Y'all talk about it, it made me – I used to look forward to it because it would be like a thing, like every week, okay, I want to hear Fred and AJ talk about it. I want to hear Tyler and Craig talk about it because I want to hear other opinions on it.
Yeah. And then I used to write the breakdowns for the ESPN 97.5 website.
That's right.
When it comes back, I imagine they'll allow me to write for Sports Map. I would hope so. Maybe not. I don't know.
I know a guy over at Sports Map. I can hook you up.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
I think I'm sitting in his chair right now.
I believe you are, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, We've enjoyed being with you, everybody. We will be back in the chairs on Tuesday next week as
yes, sir.
Jermaine was finally able to clear the time and confirm that.
Hey, shout out to Johan and Juan at my job for making that happen. Appreciate y'all.
Good looks on them. Also,
so they know that you're here.
Yeah, they know I'm here.
No, they didn't pull a me during Rock the Mic and lie about something and get fired as a result of it.
that is an all-time classic.
And I actually lost that Rock the Mic. That's not the one I won. I won the following year because I cussed on air. I don't care what anyone says. I love JT Barrett. That's my dude. I lost because I cussed. That's the reason I lost.
Man, that was a good one, though. It's pretty cool. All right, we'll see y'all next week. It's been the Blitz. It's been a blast. Thanks a lot.
Sports Beat.